It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now that Beijing has won the 2008 Olympic Games, old neighborhoods, alleyways, and courtyard homes are being ripped down. In their place, hotels, shopping malls, and office buildings are going up. As Anthony Kuhn reports now from Beijing, by the time the masses of tourists, athletes, and journalists arrive in 7 years, there may not be much of old Beijing left.
If you live in a traditional neighborhood in central Beijing, you may wake up one morning to find a large Chinese character in a circle painted in red or white on your home. It says Chai, which means demolish. Central Beijing was once the home of nobles and merchants, but for much of the last half century, the aged housing stock on the city's most valuable land is seriously decayed. Neighborhoods have changed little over the years, and many families that are now being painfully uprooted have lived in the same home for generations. Many residents want new homes, as their current ones are dilapidated and lack even basic facilities. They rely on public latrines and coal-burning stoves. In recent years, Beijing's government has been trying to modernize Beijing's housing stock. The effort has taken on new momentum since the city won its bid to host the Olympics. Central Beijing was once composed of some 3,200 hutongs, or alleyways, formed by the walls of courtyard homes. There are around 900 left, and only 25 will remain. But many who have been uprooted in a development boom say government compensation has been inadequate, or that they have been relocated too far from jobs and schools. Not everybody is willing to go. One resident, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the head of a team of government relocation officials tried to scare him out of his home. He says, "We got into an argument. He cursed me. I said, 'Why are you cursing me?' He said, 'So what if I curse you? I'll beat you to death. You know, I'm with a criminal gang.'" The people from the relocation office were afraid of being seen by the crowds watching, so around seven of them threw me in a room and punched me three times. Some holdouts are referred to as nail households in Chinese, suggesting that they must be pried loose. In some cases, dozens of police and moving vans are mobilized to forcibly evict the residents. In Beijing, about a quarter of homes are privately owned, but many homeowners are not aware of their legal rights. According to China's constitution, all urban land belongs to the state, but homeowners have legal land use rights. Private homeowners complain the Beijing government does not reimburse them at market rates for those rights when they take the land. Lawyer Wu Jianzhong says this is illegal. Wu says, "They're saying, 'We think nothing of your rights as private homeowners.' They're completely ignoring people's individual rights, private homeowners' rights." Wu explains that the government owns most of Beijing's real estate development companies. The companies get the land at below market prices, then turn a quick profit by subcontracting it out to other developers. Some homeowners are angry that their private assets are going to line developers' pockets. Beijing has many centuries-old homes, and some have tried to protect the buildings for their cultural value. Wu recently lost a landmark lawsuit trying to protect a famous courtyard home from demolition. Did Beijing's historic preservation officials rush to Wu's defense? Forget about it, Wu says. They're not a historical preservation department. They're in charge of finding ways to demolish historical sites. The stately 300-year-old home, a classic of Qing Dynasty architecture, was demolished shortly after the ruling. Journalists say censors barred them from reporting on suspected abuses in the development process, and Beijing courts have consistently ruled in favor of the government and the developers in lawsuits brought by disgruntled residents. Little now stands in the way of the development, and the speed of the demolition is dizzying. Photojournalist Chen Han, who has chronicled Beijing's traditional neighborhoods, is struggling to keep pace.
Sometimes I'll be riding past some place, and I'll say, "That's really nice. I'll have to come back and shoot it." By the time I get back there, I'm too late, and it's gone.
While the government has slated a few sites for preservation, most of Beijing's old neighborhoods are disappearing so fast there's no time to record them, Chen says, much less get sentimental about them. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.